ಗಣಾನಾಂತ್ವಾ ಗಣಪತಿ ಕಿಂ ಹವಾಮಹೇ ಕವಿಂ ಕವೀನಾ ಭವಶ್ಯವಸ್ತಮಂ ಜ್ಯೇಷ್ಠರಾಜಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಾಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಸ್ಪದ ಆನಶ್ಯಣ್ವನ್ನೋತಿಭಿಷೇದ ಸಾಧನಂ ಓಂ ಮಹಾಗಣಾಧಿಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಸ್ಥಾಪಕಾಯ್ತ ಧರ್ಮಸ್ಯ ಸರ್ವಧರ್ಮಸ್ವರೂಪಿಣೇ ಅವತಾರ ವರಿಷ್ಠಾಯ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ತೇ ನಮಃ. ಸರ್ವಮಂಗಲಮಾಂಗಲ್ಯೇ ಶಿವೇ ಸರ್ವಾರ್ಥಸಾಧಿಗೇ ಶರಣ್ಯೇ ತ್ರ್ಯಂಬಕೇ ಗೌರೀ ನಾರಾಯಣಿ ನಮೋಸ್ತು ತೇ. ಅಖಂಡಮಂಡಲಾಕಾರಂ ವ್ಯಾಪ್ತಂ ಯೇನ ಚರಾಚರಂ ತತ್ಪದಂ ದರ್ಶಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಸರ್ವಸ್ವರೂಪೇ ಸರ್ವೇಶೇ ಸರ್ವಶಕ್ತಿ ಸಮನ್ವಿತೇ ಭಯೇಭ್ಯಸ್ತ್ರಾಹಿನೋ ದೇವಿ ದುರ್ಗೇ ದೇವಿ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತಿ. ಶರಣಾಗತ ದೀನಾರ್ಥ ಪರಿತ್ರಾಣವರಾಜಣೇ ಸರ್ವಸ್ಯಾರ್ತಿ ಹರೇ ದೇವಿ ದುರ್ಗೇ ದೇವಿ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತಿ. ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಹರಯೇ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೇ ಪ್ರಣತಕ್ಲೇಶನಾಶಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಆಪದಾಪಹರ್ತಾರಂ ದಾತಾರಂ ಸರ್ವಸಂಪದಾಂ ಲೋಕಾಭಿರಾಮಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಂ ಭೂಯೋ ಭೂಯೋ ನಮಾಮ್ಯಹಂ. ರುಕ್ಮಿಣಿ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ವೆರಿ ಲೆಟರ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹೌ ಹಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಈಸಿಲಿ ಕಿಡ್ನಾಪ್ ಹರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್ ಹರ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸೋ ಈಸಿ. ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಆಲ್ ಶೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅಂತಃಪುರ, ಶೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಹ್ಯಾರಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಹೆವಿಲಿ ಗಾರ್ಡೆಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಈಸ್ ಟು ಎಂಟರ್ ಶಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಟ್ರ್ಯಾಪ್ಡ್. So how you should do it? She tells him in secret, which is not known. See, the night before the marriage, there is a custom in their family that she is taken to the outskirts of Magadha. There is a big temple of Deviji, Bhagavati. And there, Bhavani, she is to go and do her puja. And invoke her blessings for the wedding. And then she is to come back. Then afterwards, nobody can see her till the marriage. So this is the only time she comes out. And there will be very heavy gall. There will be only a few because nobody knows that she is to come. She says, there is a time when you can easily take me. And Krishna takes his driver, Sarathi, is known as Daruka, tells him, come on, we have to go. He goes alone. He doesn't take any troops with him. Nor is he told his elder brother that he is going. Absolutely without telling anybody, he starts and goes to the place where Rukmini is. Rukmini is waiting, and here the king is greeting everybody, and Krishna and Rama is a name to be reckoned with. It's a big name. So the king has himself, Bhishmaka, the father of Rukmini himself, comes and he greets him. He takes him to his place, and in those days they have to give argya, all these things. He gives the water to wash his hand and gives him a little of chandan and all these things, and then after seating them in their proper place. So many kings are coming. And ethavīryam mithāvayah ethāphalam mithāvittam sarvaikāvi samarjeti. How does the Raja greet the others? Not, he doesn't extend the same type of welcome to all. He sees what is their strength. Are they very strong kings with a lot of troops? Then they will be given more attention. And if it is a small king with a very small army, well, he will be given less attention. Yathavīryam, then yathāvayah. And an old king, he will be treated with more respect. The young fellow who has sat on the throne just 2 years back, well, how are you? That's all. So, according to the age, according to their potency, and according to their money, yathāvittam, so a rich king, he will be given more attention. A poor king, he will be given less attention. That's how he used to greet all. Sarvaikka mai samarheti. And he will give them some gifts. And he will see them in their respective places. And thus he used to worship the kings and give them seats. Then they have all come to witness the marriage of Rukmini. He has invited them all. Whenever a marriage takes place, we invite all our friends. So they all come in the same way. And now the evening comes. All the kings are there. Suddenly when they see the Rajakumari, the princess going towards it, they are all waiting to see her. Seyam sanishchalayuti chala padmakoshau Raptindada Bhagavata Prasamikshamana Utsaryam Vamakarajaihi Alakana Pangaihi Raptanghirekshatanrapand Dushetchutamsam. Now she is not aware what has happened. Has Krishna come? Or Krishna has ignored my letter? Chichi, it is a school girl. It is not fit for a princess to write his letters. So He got angry, so he might not be coming. And even that Brahmin was sent as a messenger, he has not come back. Suddenly from the Antapura she sees the Brahmin is there. He shows by signs, yes, he has come. She is happy. And she is going there and the kings are seeing Shaneshchalayati Chala Padmakoshau. She is going slowly. A princess should not run. Even I can. So she goes very slowly. Shanesh chalayati chala padmakosha. It looks that as if a lotus is moving. It doesn't look like a princess. Some lotus is moving. Then Raptim tada bhagavata prasamikshamana. She is just expecting. Where is the Lord? Has Krishna come? But how can she see? She is supposed to see down. Then suddenly, she just takes off this hair which is coming down and sees with this portion of the eye whether Krishna has come. Yes, Krishna was there. She is very happy. Then, at that moment, Tam Rajakanyam Rathamanurukshatim. She is about to, she has gone inside, prayed to the mother, she has come back, she is about to get into her chariot. At that time, suddenly he goes, Yahara Krishna Vishatam Samikshatam. All these enemies are seeing. They are all shocked because they never expected this is going to happen now. He just took her, put her in her enemy's chariot and gone. And they all wake up a little late. He has already gone hundreds of kilometers. Yo jarasandha vashana sehine தத்தோயௌ ராம புரோகமிஷ்யதி. இன் த மீன் டைம் பலராமா கேம் டு நோ தட் இஸ் கான் அலோன் அண்ட் ஈ நியூ திஸ் ஃபெலோ இஸ் எ மிஸ்டீரியஸ் ஃபெலோ, இஸ் நாட் சிம்பிளி கோயிங் டு சீ த மேரேஜ், இஸ் நாட் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட், இஸ் கோயிங் டு சம்திங் கிரேட் அண்ட் யூ வில் பி இன் ட்ரபல். So he took the entire troops and he hurried, and he also came at that time. Just when he was moving with that Rukmini, he had already come to give him support. After all, the brothers, they support each other very well. Then, and he has come, and now all these troops of Jarasandha, they all come because Shishupala is a good friend of Jarasandha, and Jarasandha's son-in-law was Kamsa. So naturally, it is a chain of enemies, and they all come behind him. They fight with him. All alone he fights. Krishna Abhyat Devat Kurdha. Then Rukmi, the brother of Rukmini, he couldn't tolerate that his sister should be taken away by this fellow. He didn't like him. So he straight comes and fights with Krishna. Then Krishna just caught hold of him and threw away all the weapons and arms which Rukmini was keeping. And he raised his sword to cut his head. Then Rukmini intercedes. She falls at his feet. Krishna, today is going to be our marriage day. Don't start it with killing my brother. Please, you refrain from that. You have defeated him. That should be more than enough. Chailena badva tamasadhu karinam sasvashrugesham pravapan dhyarupayate. Bhagavan Krishna tied him with a dhoti. That is all available. Your rope was not available there. So he tied him. And with his sword, he just shaved off his dadi, his beard, and his mustache, and his head. For a kshatriya, if an enemy does this, there is no greater dishonor in life. And such people often have committed suicide, they don't live after that. He did this. Then by that time Balarama had come and he chides his brother Krishna. Krishna, this is unfair on your part. You know, this is equal to take away his life for a kshatriya. No, Rukmini was angry against you, doesn't matter. But it doesn't mean that you should kill him like this. That making him kurupi, that means having a making him ugly, that's not correct. Anyway, Bhagavan Vishvasutam evam jitya bhumipani. Then all the kings, they run away. Rukmi has been left. He said, I will not go back to my house, I will not go back, I will not enter anywhere. Here itself, I am going to build a small city. He built a city and he began to live there till I am able to defeat this Krishna and take away my sister. I am not going to go anywhere from this place. I will be here. And Krishna goes inside. Puramaniya vidhivadupaye me kurudvaham. Now, he brought her to his Dwaraka, and there, calling all the priests, according to the scriptures, he got her married. Puramaniya vidhivate upaye me kurudvahan Dwarakaya babudrajan mahamoda prokatam Rukminya Ramayo Petam Drishtva Krishnam Sriyapatim. The entire Dwaraka celebrated the marriage. Not only the king celebrated, Not only Krishna celebrated, every house celebrated it. This is Krishna's marriage, first marriage. So, this is very beautiful. There is a big festivity in the entire Dwaraka. वृंदावनी बिहारी की जय श्री कृष्ण महाराज की जय। Marriage over. Now, the next chapter starts with the next step. Krishna got a number of children. Krishna got a number of children out of Rukmini and the various others. And Rukmini's son was called Pradyumna. Rukmini's son was called Pradyumna because it has got earlier history. He was Manmatha, the god of love himself, who is born as Pradyumna. What happened was, when Manmatha tried to put the delusion of kama, the delusion of lust and passion on the Lord by drawing his bow containing the five arrows made up of flowers. When they touch a person, the man is in delusion, he loves whosoever he sees. Krishna knew, Shiva, he did it for Shiva, because there is an aerial voice which said, it is Shiva's son who is going to give Tarakasura. So Shiva has to marry again. And he is sitting in meditation. So what can be done? So Indra sends Manvatha, the god of love, go there. You do what you can to incite his love. So when he tries to, when he just draws the bow, Shiva opens his third eye and looks at him. The third eye is the eye of fire. The moment he opens his eyes, immediately Manvatha was reduced to ashes. Immediately the entire body was consumed by fire and he was reduced to ashes. Then his wife Ratidevi comes and weeps at the feet of Bhagavan. What have you done? My husband you have now, forever you have killed. You could have punished him and kept him alive. Why did you go to this extent? After all, he is not your enemy. He is a god. Then Parvatiji adds her appeal to Lord Shiva. Shiva, poor lady like me, she is weeping, do something for her. Now Shiva said, a person once consumed the fire, he is consumed. I can't do now anything here. But he will be born again to Krishna's first wife, Rukmini, as Pradyumna. And he will live through. And Rati will be able to find him, his wife, and they can live as Pradyumna and Rati. So this Pradyumna was born. In the meantime, there was a demon called Shambara, Shambarasura. And for him the aerial voice, I think there is a mischievous voice there. It just creates trouble. It creates trouble for Kamsa, her eighth. Why should he tell? Unnecessarily. Let them marry and go back and then they will know. So it creates mischief always. So it created again the mischief. Told Shambhara, look here, Rukmini has born a child today. That is going to be your death. He is the chap who is going to kill you. He said, only if I allow. So that very night he went there and secretly took away the child and went to the ocean and dropped the child inside the ocean. He said, now who will kill me? And he went back home. And this child was gobbled by a fish. It just put him inside. And the very next day, one of these fishermen, he saw that big one. He said, it's a very big one. And the king will give, the Shambhasura will give us a lot of money for this. So let me go and sell it to them. He took it straight to the cookhouse. And in the cookhouse in charge, she was a very beautiful young lady. She was known as Mayavati. She was Rati herself, who has taken this form in order to wait for Pradyumna. She knows Pradyumna is to come here and kill Shambhasura. She was just waiting. When this was brought, when she cut it open, she found the child absolutely safe and sound inside the fish. She hastily she hid the child. And as if she is her sister's child or something, the boy was growing in the cookhouse. And she taught him slowly all the vidyas, how to put Maya in other people, others Maya, how to break them into pieces. Through Maya, they can simply, just like the rain, they can rain a lot of serpents. All serpents will come and fall. So like that they can create anything. They can create a cyclone and the wind will be blowing everywhere. All these through Maya. They are not natural things. So that's through Maya they will create. And he knows the antidote. If he applies, all this Maya will go. No more serpents, no more rains, nothing will happen. No more cyclone. That's how it happens. And the boy became big. 20 years old. Then he found that this mother, Mayavati, she was behaving more like a beloved, like a lady who loves him, and not like a mother. So she asked him, how is it? You don't behave like a mother. You have been a mother to me all these days. And now you are behaving in a different way. Then Madhribhava Madhikramya Vartase Kamini Yatha. You are not having the Madhribhava. You are having the Bhava of a lady who loves me. Your beloved. It's not fair. Then she reveals who he is. Well, I am your wife. You are Manvatha. And then she tells him further all the various tricks and the entire warfare, how to fight all inside the cookhouse. And she says, now you are fully equipped. Go and challenge that Asura and kill him, kill that demon. So he goes, stands outside and he goes, oh Shambhara, come here. I am here to kill you. I am challenging you. And Shambhasura came out and there is a lot of fight and ultimately Pradyumna kills that Shambhasura as predicted by the aerial voice. And then he goes back to Rukmini. Rukmini is very happy because she lost her first child and she was weeping always. And on seeing this boy of 20, she really recognized, because this son is exactly like his father. He looks like another Krishna. He is also Shyamavarna, black in color, and all his features are exactly like Krishna's. And in fact, when Mayavati took him there inside, Krishna's other wives saw him. Then immediately they said, "Oh, it is our husband." They went and hid themselves, because, you know, it's not correct to come before the husband. That's the rule in those days. Then Krishna was ruling, and one day all the people came running to him. "Lord, Lord, the Surya Deva, the sun, he is coming to see you. Full of shining, such a glow, we can't see him even." Krishna laughs. "It is not the sun, it is that king Satrajit. Satrajit did tapasya for a number of years, and then Surya came to him and gave him one money, one gem. It is called a Syamantak money, the Syamantak gem. It is not an ordinary gem. The one who keeps it, he will find daily under his pillow 120 tolas of gold, ashtabara." So about 120 tolas every day he can get gold. "And apart from that, in the country where this Syamantaka money is kept, nobody will have any disease, nobody will have any worries, and there will be enough rains. You cannot say at any year, 'Oh, this year there has not been no rain.' So everything will be very nice, no famine will come, people will be prosperous. There is a speciality of this gem." So he was wearing it here, and he wanted to show. Krishna was his neighbor, so he was coming here to show the here Syamantaka money. He came to Krishna, he told what all he can get out of it. He said, "In these 2-3 days itself, I got every day 120 tolas. It's not a small quantity of gold." And Krishna told him, "You are a small king. You can't use it. So I will use it in countries where there is famine, where people are all affected by various diseases. So you please give it to me." He said, "I'll give you. I have done 15 years of tapasya to Surya, and great difficulty I got it. I'll give you. Nothing doing." He goes away. He goes home, and he normally keeps it on a nail inside his bedroom. His brother Prasena one day, he liked to wear it. So without his knowledge, he took it, put it on his throat here. He wore it. And then on horseback, he went for hunting. He went on horseback for hunting. This was not known to his elder brother, Satrajit. And when he went, then there is a big lion which came on the way with one beating by his hand. He just felled the horse. The horse died on the spot. With another he felled the Prasena. Prasena died on the spot. And he took the money in his mouth because it looked very shining. And it went away. When it went away, en route it met Jambavan, the famous Jambavan of Ramayana, the old bear. He was old even in Ramayana. Now, see, in Krishna's days, he will be very, very, very old. But is full of strength. So when he saw, hey, this money is very good, I should have it. He went and gave one slap. The lion died and he took the money. He took it home. Yeah, he had a grandchild, a small child at home. He gave it for playing. He doesn't know what it is. He just gave it for playing. The child was playing with it. And the nurse was also playing with it. Just like the little ball rolling and the child rolled it back. And here Satrajit went and told all the kings, this Krishna, he wanted it badly. I refused to give him. He has stolen it away. He has stolen it away. He was not aware that his brother had taken it. So he said, and including Balrama began to believe, yes, this fellow was always a chore. Even as a child, he used to go to various houses and eat. There is butter and buttermilk and all that. So he would have done it. Now Krishna wants to tell people and show to people that he is innocent. How can he prove? Unless he found it from somebody and brought it and gave it to them, nobody will believe. So Krishna said, he started in search of that money. He went and he saw the place where Prasenna had died. Then he followed the footsteps of the lion. He saw the footsteps of the bear. He followed it, went to the guha where the great Jambavan lived. Jambavanthi vachana sunaye. So, it's a very wise bear. That's all. And the moment he went into the cave, he sent all the people, they followed him. Because he has to show to others that he didn't bring it and keep it and take it back. He didn't bring anything, he took it from inside. So he said, don't come inside the cave. We don't know how big it is, be outside. And what it contains, we do not know. So you all remain outside, I'm coming back. He went inside and saw the child playing with the Samantak money. With his right hand, he just took it. The child began to shout, "Wee!" That's all. If somebody takes away the plaything, well, the child will react. And it's a bear child. So it is not a simple thing. It's a bear child. Then, from inside, Jambavan came outside. "Hey, who is it that taking away the money from my grandson's hand?" And he gave one kushti, one. They began to play kushti with each other. And Bhagavan's one boxing, he just fell down. No doubt, he was still conscious. He said, "Nobody on earth can make me fall down except my boss, Sri Ram, Lord Narayan. Nobody else can." So he just falls at him. "Namami Tvam Adi Purusham. You are the Adi Purusha. You are Narayana. You are my boss, Krishna, Ram." So he just. And then he says, "What service I can do? You can give me back that money. That's all I have come. By all means. I would like to give you one Kanyaratnam, another money. I got a daughter called Jambavati. At this age of 10,000, 20,000 years, How can he have a daughter? What happened was, they are all not in Bhagavad. The Gopikas, after Krishna left, some of them became mad by his separation. They couldn't bear. So one of them wanted to leave her life. She went up the hill, and from there, several thousands of kilometers, she was falling down. She rolled herself and she was falling down. And falling down at that time, by chance, Jambavan was going by the side. She just fell into the hands of Jambavan. But by the shock, she has forgotten who she was. Who are you? I do not know. And where from you are coming? I do not know. So he took her to his house and he gave her the name Jambavati. Now he said, Krishna, I am giving you my daughter Jambavati, so that Gopi ultimately got her desire. Because she didn't have Krishna, Krishna went away. She went to commit suicide. She escaped suicide. But finally she came back to Krishna. That's what she wanted. But she's not aware of it. Because she has lost her memory. That's there. And then he came out, and by this time the people were worried because a number of days have passed, Krishna has not come. Then they began to worship Mahamaya, Bhagavati. Hey Bhagavati, may our Krishna come back quickly. We are all worried about him. Please let nothing happen, no mishap should have taken place. And Upatastur Mahamayam Durgam Krishna Balabdhayem. For getting Krishna back, she worshipped Devi, Bhagavati. Then Pradurbhava Vasiddhartha Sadaro Harshayan Hari. Then Lord Krishna came out, not alone, with another wife, Jambavati. He came along with her. This is number two. And he called Satyajit among all the people, they are all witnesses. Yay, you scandalized me everywhere that Krishna is the thief. He has taken away mine. It was your brother. You see, his body is still lying there. And it reached the hands of a bear. I just went there. With my bare hands I fought with that bear, and I brought wife also, Jambavati. Then when he came and told Satyajit, Satyajit was ashamed that he has made his unnecessarily scandalized Krishna. To make up for it, he said, Krishna, I did a great mistake, but I will now give you my daughter in marriage. I got a daughter called Satyabhama, so I am going to give her in marriage. So he got number three, Satyabhama. So he married Satyabhama. They are all the Ashtamashis, the eight principal queens. Tam Satyabhama Bhagavan Upayeme Yatavidhi. Even though he gave it, he went home, called the priest, according to the Shastras, the entire marriage was celebrated as per the scriptures. Then the marriage took place, and now there is a further story about that. Money. Now the money was with Satyajit. Two or three people wanted it. One was Akrura, the one who took Krishna to Kamsa, and the one who was telling, oh, he is God himself, he is God himself, he is God himself. And now he is working against Krishna, and he He asked somebody else, another king, see, look here. You and I were promised by him that he will give Satyabhama in marriage to us. And now he has forgotten it, he has given it to Krishna. Don't leave it. You go and kill that fellow Satyajit and bring that money. We will all support you from outside. So, that Shatadhanva, he goes, kills him and brings them. When Krishna knew, Krishna went with his entire troops and fights with Shatadhanva. Shatadhanva, when he knew that he is going to be defeated, he calls Akrura. Now you take it and run away. Because this Krishna will come after you also. You run away and then this Shatadhanva is killed by Krishna. After killing, he found the money was not there with him. Now he didn't know where it is. Then people were telling him that Akrura has left the left his profession with Kamsa. He has retired to Kashi. And the other news was, somebody told him, in Kashi, originally there is a lot of famine, but now suddenly all the famine has left, it has become rich. Then Krishna has said, this Akrura has gone to there, and all these things have happened, that means the money is with him. Then he sends so to Akrura, I am not going to do any harm to you. You please come, I want to discuss with you. Akrura comes to Krishna again. He dares not disobey. He comes. Then Krishna says, you see, Kintu mama grajvissamyaku na pratyayati manim prati. See, look here. My brother always suspects me. Whenever it gets lost, he thinks I have stolen it. So my elder brother Balarama, he has to be convinced. You just bring the money and show it to Balarama and you take it back. I don't want it. You just do this way. Well, he did accordingly and he went away. See, even a person who is gone to a high level and completely he is with God, see, at least we aren't aware of the God being with us. But there he was aware that God himself is there in the form of Krishna and Balarama. He made so much of stotras. He had already seen this miracle where under the water he sees them, and again he looks up and sees them in the chariot and all that. All these things proved that they were gods. He knew, but with all that he slips. He treats him like an ordinary man. He just shows and takes his money and goes away. If you are really fully dedicated to Krishna, he would have told Krishna, what can I give you? Come on, you take this money and let me leave. No. See, that temptation of the world is greater than Krishna. That is what happens to all of us. However much we may reach, suddenly when a temptation of the world comes, we are unable to resist it. We fall a prey, we fall a victim, and well, we submit to that temptation. That's what happens. So that is what we learn from here. A man like Akrura, he is not prepared to sacrifice anything for Krishna. He is not prepared to give, after all, the money is not his, it is somebody else's. But even that, there is a temptation, he wants to give, because he was the one who induced that Shatadhanva, go and get it, kill him. So, it is just like, you know, we say, Dusre ke kandhe se ye gun chalana. That's all. He made the other man responsible. You put the gun on somebody's shoulder and then you draw the trigger. It is just like that he did. So, unless we have his grace, at all times, however much we may do the sadhana, it will be impossible to be there. That is why it is not enough if you have reached some stage. oh, I am now getting into samadhi state. That should be nishtha. Nishtha means nitaram sthiyate iti nishtha. That is absolutely to stand in that and never to move away from that. To get firmly established, that is called nishtha. So it is not enough if we once go into samadhi state or we get once the sakshatkara of the Lord, but a nishtha is necessary. Be there and see it every day. It is not enough if you saw it one day, 2 days, 3 days. It has to be a permanent thing with you. So that permanent establishment of that state, unless it comes, we may slip on any day. We may slip on any day. Thus, that's the story of Samantakmani. And here, one day, Krishna and Arjuna were going for a walk. And then they found a young girl doing tapasya. They went and asked, "Oh, young girl, you are still young. I am sure you are not doing tapasya for moksha at this age. So please tell us, what for are you doing this penance?" That lady said, "My name is Kalindi. I am the daughter of the sun. I am also called Yamuna. In another form, I am the river. But I am the goddess in charge. I want Krishna as my husband. Only for that purpose, I am doing my penance." Krishna said, "Okay, come along, we'll get married." "I am Krishna." So he took her away and she was married to him. And now, he goes and she had several aunts. His father's sister, there were so too many. Not only Kunti. There is one Rajadi Devi. She had a daughter called Mitravinda. She had always an eye for Krishna. Then he said, "Aunt, I will marry her also." So he married that Mitravinda. After getting that Mitravinda, there is a king called the Nagrajit. He had a beautiful daughter called Satya. Not Satyabhama, Satya is over. Satya. But so many kings, so many princes were after her. She had kept a sharat, he has kept a condition. That is, she had with him 7 big bullocks, which cannot be, not one of them can be controlled by a one man, not 7 at the same time. He said, all the 7 one has to fight with, and the man who controls them, he will give his daughter to him. So many people came and they died in that fight with the bull, in the bull fight. Nobody was able to. Then Krishna, when he heard of it, he straight went. "O Satyajit, Narendra Yasya Kavir Vigarhita." Normally to go and beg from somebody, it is not correct. All the great wise men have told, "This is bad, this is bad. Do not go and ask anything from anybody." So Kavir Vigarhita, by the wise men, it has been condemned. And you are in your dharma, I know it. Still, I want to keep friendship with you. I don't want to fight you. Kanyam todiyam nahi surkada vayam. So please, give your daughter Satya to me. He said, "I am sorry, Krishna. I have already made a promise that the man who controls all the 7 bullocks together, he alone is entitled for my daughter's hand." Krishna said, "Okay, come on, show me where they are." And he left them in a big area. All the 7 are there. and they have been kept purposely half-starved. They're all beating with anger. And he was put inside, he came out. Inside, he took seven forms. And with each, he fought and he killed them. He came out, hey, open the door. Open the door. He saw all the seven. Then he gave his daughter Satya also to him. Then she had another aunt called Shatakirti. And she had a daughter called Bhadra. She had also an eye for Krishna. So he went and asked his aunt, "Aunt, Bhadra wants me and I want Bhadra." "Okay, marry her." So he married Bhadra also. Then he heard that the king of Madras, Madradipati, he had a daughter called Lakshmana. See, he had everybody, he wanted South Indian also. And that too, a Tamilian. So, so he went and asked her. Madradipati, he gave her. That is in a Swayamvara. He said, "I am having a Swayamvara." Swayamvara means he knows what to do. He will put a maya, nobody can go. He will go and he will put the mala and he will take her. That's all. Nobody can do anything. That's all. All pakka vilak. Lord Krishna. All the gundas, they worship Krishna only. Then, now by this time, there is another great demon who was troubling the entire world. That demon was called Bhaumasura. Why was he called Bhaumasura? Because he was the son of Bhumi. Bhumi was his mother. The earth was his mother. And his another name was Dharkasura. It was like hell to be with him. So he was called Bhaumasura. She had defeated several thousands of kings and put them all in the jail. And most of them had lovely daughters. So 60,000 daughters of various kings, he put them in another jail. And he was in Assam. That place was called Pragjyotishapura. There is in Assam. That was in Assam. So, all the kings came and told him, "This is what is happening. Every month he comes and takes away a few kings. So what can we do? Please save us from that demon." Krishna said, "Okay." He started accompanied by one wife, Satyabhama. Satyabhama was a very good warrior. He goes along with her. Both of them fight together and they kill the Bhaumasura, they take his head away, and yet stolen the beautiful kundala, diamond kundal earrings from Indra. Now that had got him back, she took them away and said them, "Come on, go and give it to the mother of Indra, that is Aditi." So it was given there again. Then, now that he is dead, then Bhumi Devi brings the son of that boy, a small boy. She takes him in her hand, comes before Krishna. "Krishna, please give Abhaya to this child. Place your hand of blessings on this child. Let this child rule this place. Let him not be a demon. Let him be a divine person." The Lord blesses the child. He says, "Come on, let him be the king. Anoint him as the king." Then he goes inside the jails, releases all the kings. He goes inside the other jail. When he goes inside, and all the 60,000 cried, Krishna, we want you. Krishna, we want you. We want to marry you. But how many are you? 60,000. Yesterday only we took the attendance register. My Lord, 60,000. Okay, he said. Now, he took them to Dwaraka and married. If every day he is to marry one, then it will take more than 5 years to marry 60,000. He will be only marrying. He cannot look after any other affairs. So, God prepared Nana Gareshu. Many houses he prepared. He chose her, one of the wives. 60,000 at 60,000 houses. He called several priests, 60,000 priests. Plus Upa, the Purohits. There were also other Purohits. After all, you can't conduct the marriage with only one priest. So he got so many. And at the same time, he married all of them. He took 60,000 forms and he married them all.
Yatho apayame bhagavani tavadrupadarogya muhurta ekasminni nanagarishuta striya.
Ekhi muhurt, there was only one muhurt, and in that muhurt all of them were married to him. So thus Bhagavan had got 8 principal queens and 60,000 upa queens, or you call them extras. It is, I don't know the language. Only the cinema language kept. And here, see the beauty. All the 60,000 were there, and he was going to the mall. And they tried their level best to tempt the Lord.
Mayavaloka lava darshita bhavahari brumandala prayita saurada mantra shundaihi.
See, with their eyes they are showing their bhava by putting it in various ways. Said Krishna should be absolutely deluded. He should come under the illusion, yes, these are my real wives, I cannot leave them. All the bhavas they were showing out of their eyes. Then, Brumandala Prahita Saurata Antra Shundaihi, they were doing like this and all that. And from this then, when they did like this, they were sending Manmatha, the god of love, from that. He was straight coming at him, to Krishna. Krishna laughed.
Pasyasya Shodhasya Manangavanihi.
Manmatha joined with them, the lord of love, and he helped them. And with all their various methods of trying to tempt the Lord remained a witness. Nothing could shake you. There is a steel every one of us should reach. That's all.
Yasyandriyam vimathitum karnayirna sheku.
They were not able to churn the heart of the Lord Krishna with all that, using all their indriyas, this portion, eyes, everything they tried. But Krishna was laughing. Oh, this much only? You can't do more? What will they do? So thus nobody could. So all these things, these are not a glory to God. God always is so. All of them are his srishti only. But the idea is, see, if God could remind with 60,000 mysteries, 60,000 ladies are 60,000 temptations of the world. The world contains so many, what 60,000 may go to lakhs even. But the more prominent ones can be 60,000 perhaps. And the moment you see one, you are completely gone. You can't come back. And seeing people at the age of 50s, they have abandoned their wife, they have abandoned the 3 girl children, and they are living with somebody else. This happened in Delhi. That lady came and wept before me. She said, that prarabdha is like this. What can I do? That's there. And now, the next portion is, we have seen the story of Pradyumna, the son. Now we are going to see a story of his grandson, Aniruddha. There was an asura in those days known as Banasura. Banasura was the Banaputta Shatajyeshto Bale Rasin Mahatmana. You have heard of Bali Chakravarti. He had 100 sons. The eldest among them was called Banasura. Banasura was a great Shiva Bhakta. He worshipped Shiva like anything by penance from God he kept. He got 10,000 hands. With 10,000 hands, he can fight with the big troops. He can. So he got it. And one day, he went to Lord Shiva, did complete prostration, and he said, Bhagavan, you have given me these 10,000 hands. They are all itching to fight with somebody. Nobody is prepared to fight with me. There are 7 big elephants which are bearing the all east, west, north, south and all these directions, 8 directions. There are 8 Diggajas, as they are called. When I go near them, they run away. They are also afraid. So Lord, you can only fight with me. Can you help me and fight with me? He said, rascal, now you are getting arrogant. Yes, the day will come when your flag will be completely torn and it will fall down. On that day you will meet your equal who will kill you. You can fight with him and he will kill you. And he is equal to me. It is Lord Narayana. He tells him, that's all. He refuses to fight with him. But he is helping him. Because Bana has done such a tapasya. So he is helping him. No doubt. He is with him at all times and helping him. He had a daughter, a beautiful daughter called Usha. Even today, I think you know that place. There is a place called Ukimat, in the north, in the near in the Himalayas. There is a place you find inside a big Yagyakunda, Yagvedi, where they have done the Yagas for marriage. The marriage between Aniruddha and Usha was done there, they say. So for them alone, there is a separate place, it's called Ukimat. I had gone there. Usha was kept inside great security because she is a marriageable girl, so nobody should come and take her away. So troops were guarding the entire area. She cannot come out. A lot of servants were there, girl servants. They were there to help her. And her principal friend was called Chitraleka. She was a yogini. She had some mystic powers, yogic powers. One night, Usha had a beautiful dream. Early morning, when he got up, when she got up, she said, where is he? Where is he? Chitraleka asked her, where is who? Whom did you see in your dream? She said, oh my Lord, what a dream. I saw a young prince. All the beauty of the world was concentrated on him. I would like to see him. I would like to play with him. I would like to be with him. Usha said, what are you talking? Will your father allow all these things? Anyway, first of all, we should know who that fellow is whom you saw. So she was very good in drawing pictures. So all the princes of the day, she was just putting an outline. Is he the fellow? No. Is he the fellow? No. Then finally, she showed in Krishna. She just saw, it's not he, but almost like him. Then she put the picture of Aniruddha, the grandson of Krishna. She said, he only. Chaitanya said, don't worry. That night, because of her yogic powers, she went all the way to Dwarka. And Aniruddha was sleeping. Along with his cot in her hand, she brought him here. She brought him into the Usha's room. Usha was highly happy. When he got up also, he was also highly happy. They didn't know how the days passed. They were eating because the Sakis will bring, she is not to go to the dining hall. So everything was brought. So both of them were drinking, were eating, and morning to night they will be talking, and thus they were spending their days. How long it can remain undetected? So some of the troops were hearing sometimes some noise, something, somebody talking. All the people are here outside. How can she talk with somebody? When it happened for 2-3 nights together, they went to Banasura and told him, we suspect something, sir. Sorry, we are hearing some noise inside. Suddenly Banasura uncovered his sword and went inside. And he found Usha and that Aniruddha sitting together. He was very angry. And Aniruddha was not sleeping alone. He was having his gada by his hand. So that was also brought here. So with his gada he began to fight with Bana. Then by that time all his troops came and overpowered this fellow and put him in jail. Now Krishna had 60,000 wives and so many children out of 60,000. Even if you say 2 each, it would have been 1,20,000. And nobody can see whether all of them are coming for khana, for meals or not. No attendance register was kept. So even though Aniruddha was absent for several months, nobody noticed. How to notice out of 1,20,000 if one fellow will come? So nobody noticed. Then finally, Narado Kalahapriya. So Narada is there. He always tries to put two people against each other. He went and told him, what, Krishna? You don't take attendance register of your sons and grandsons? This fellow is missing for so many months. He is in the jail of Banasura. Huh? Is it so? Come on, hey, come on, let us have all the troops. So he took all the troops and he goes there and fights with Banasura. And he fights with Banasura. Chicheda Bhagavan Bahuni Shakaiva Vanaspatehe. Just as somebody cutting the branches of trees, he went on cutting one after another 10,000 hands. But he didn't complete. 4 were left. At that time, Shiva comes and bows to Krishna. Krishna, enough. You have taught him a lesson, you have taken away all, only this is left. Please, he is my favorite, so please don't kill him and leave him with these 4 hands. Ayam amesto daido nuvarti mayabhayam dattamamushya deva. I have told him, you need not fear anything, I am here. So I have already given words, so please keep my word. Ayam amesta, he is my favorite. Daita is not my favorite alone, he is my beloved. I like him a lot. Anuvarti is my follower. Who is the follower? By keeping him, you will fall lower. He is a follower. That's all. So that's what has happened. He has to come down and has to beg. This is falling lower. This is what has happened. He says, yes. Not only you are asking. Prahladaya varodatto navadhyome tavanvayam darpopashamanaya asya priyukna bahavomayam. His grandfather Prahlada, Bari's grandfather, rather, his father's grandfather, I have already given you word that in your race nobody will be killed. In your son, your grandson's son, nobody will be killed by me. I have given him. So I cannot kill this fellow. So he cannot be killed. And only I wanted to suppress his ego, suppress his pride. And that is why I have taken away his hands. The rest four I will leave. That's there. Now, some days are over. Krishna was ruling. One day, all the boys, his grandsons and all that were playing somewhere. They all came running. Krishna, Krishna. Nobody calls him grandfather. All call him Krishna. Because if you call grandfather, you can't get your moksha. If you call Krishna, Krishna, you may get moksha. That's why. All of them call him Krishna, Krishna. So, you know, Krishna, there is a big well there. There is no water, it's very big. And inside, there is a chameleon. It is so big, it is occupying the entire well. And it cannot come out. So we tried our best to take it out, but we couldn't. It is very heavy. So please come and see. Krishna went and saw. He put his hand, just took it out and put it out. And it turned into a king. He was in his previous birth, Nriga, a king. This king was highly generous. He was giving huge thousands and thousands of cows to various Brahmins. That is Vedic scholars. Brahmins means Vedic scholars. I have done a lot of research. I have done some penance to them. Once it so happened, two of the people who got from him, they were going along with their cows. They were going home. Suddenly one fellow came and told the other fellow, hey, this cow is mine. You had given it to me. It has somehow come from mine to there. So I want it back. He said, I don't know anything about it. It is there with me. The king has given me. I will keep it. Now he said, come on, let us go to the king. They went to the king. You give the justice. He couldn't say it. He first told him, please, you give away this cow to him, I will give you 1 lakh cows. No, I want this cow only. These scholars can be very, very inconvenient sometimes. We want this only, I don't want 1 lakh. Then he told the other man, don't worry, I will give you 1 lakh. You leave this, I won't leave it, I want mine. So none of them was prepared to leave. He didn't know how to solve the issue. So he was telling sometimes this way, sometimes that way. He was unable to give a decision. A king unable to give a decision, it is a great defect in the king. It is a sin. He is not fit to be a king at all. Such a man. So both the Brahmins together give him a curse. As you are like a chameleon, not knowing whether to go this way or that way, you become a chameleon. So they became a chameleon. Hindi mein kya kehte hain usko? Girgit. Yes, correct. So, so So because of that he became, and then because Krishna himself had touched him, so he was somehow rid of his rupa, so he thanks him and goes away. Now another, see, it's all full of anecdotes. Now we'll stop with this. Then there's a king called Paundrika. From his childhood he will dress like Krishna and he will have artificially made two further hands and he will stick them, and he will he made a real discus and gave it chakra, and he made a gada and gave it in one hand, and he was like him. She sent a messenger to Krishna. Krishna, you are an imposter. The real Krishna, the real Vasudeva is me. Look here, I got the four hands, I got the shankha, chakra, everything. So you don't try to imitate me. You immediately leave this Dwaraka and go away somewhere. Dwaraka is mine, I am coming to occupy it. Well, Krishna laughed. He says, why should I wait for him to come? I am going there. And one Kashi Raja, he joined forces with him. He brought his troops also. So both Kashi Raja and Paundrika, they were fighting. And the Paundrika, even when he came there, he came with his four hands and with his chakra. The chakra won't obey him. It will only remain there. If Krishna says this can destroy the three worlds even, but she sees nothing. Like child. So the Lord cuts off the heads of both Paundrika and Kashi Raja. The Paundrika's head was cut, and people said, hi, hi. And Kashi Raja said, went and fell in Kashi inside his house. Then his wife and other people, they saw, what is this? Oh my Lord, our husband. They began to wail and cry, but nothing could be done. Whoever is against the Lord, well, nothing can be done about them. So, with this Paundrika the imposter, so with the duplicate Krishna, today we stop. Hari Om. Swasti Prajanam, Swasti Prajanam, Beparipalayam, Dhamna, Yenamadhyena, Himmahisha, Govabrahmane, Beshabhamastintam, Loka, Samastha, Sakino, Bhavantu, Kale, Vashyata, Parjanya, Prithivi, Sasacharani, Deshoyam, Chobharita, Brahmana, Santin, Bhayaha, Sarve, Bhavantu, Sukhina, Sarve, Santin, Ramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kashchit Bhukabhag Bhamit Kayena Vacha Amarsendrirva Buddhyatmana Vapakate Subhavad Karom Yadya Sakaram Parasmai Narayana Yeti Samarpayami Narayana 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 Narayana